As human beings, we are wired for survival. We will respond with stress when we experience any difficult life event. Stress involves an increase in cortisol levels. Adrenaline is released into your bloodstream that facilitates a fight or flight response in your body. This prepares you to move in a way that metabolizes the energy released in the body. We are meant to move our bodies to resolve stress. Ideally, when we reclaim safety, the stress response resolves. Your brain receives a signal to stop releasing neurochemicals, and your cortisol levels return to baseline. Unfortunately, our culture tends toward stillness in the face of stress. When we do not include body awareness, movement, or conscious breathing, we limit our ability to access our innate stress management capacities. As a result, the biological effects of stress persist long after events have passed. The accumulation of stress impacts our mental, emotional, and physical health. You might feel anxious, irritable, have difficulty sleeping, or feel weighed down by life. Perhaps it is difficult for you to slow down or to feel grounded. If you recognize yourself in these words, this series of grounding practices is for you. The term grounding refers to the ability to sense your body and to experience yourself as embodied. When you are grounded, you feel your feet on the earth, and as a result, you calm your nervous system. Grounding practices will help you regulate or respond effectively to different emotional experiences, especially those that leave you feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Grounding can be accomplished by tuning into your senses, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, and touching. These are tools for anchoring your awareness in the here and now. Additionally, grounding involves sensing and feeling your legs and feet to help build tolerance for strong sensations or emotions. You can come back to these practices whenever you feel stressed, overwhelmed, maybe you're anxious about giving a presentation, maybe you feel nervous or have difficulty sleeping. These practices are guides. Some of them are shorter and some are longer, but you can lengthen these out, taking your time with any of the guided practices, or make them shorter to suit your needs. Feel free to share these practices with friends and family who you think might benefit.